about this year's group? I know it's you had some seniors graduate, but I'm sure it's a hardworking group. And, hey, you didn't have a chance to even get your first game in the other day, I heard, with Rollins County. So I'm sure these guys are ready to go for the first game, aren't they?
Well, you know, they are. There's a sense of hunger that's out there. I mean, about seven or eight of these boys were 0-19 last year, never got that paycheck. And, you know, they're looking forward to doing it. And we think in this cattle drive tournament, this three-day set, that we'll be able to maybe get a win or two out of it. We do know that we're matched up with a very good Maywood Hay Center team. I've seen them on film. They can jump out of the gym and do some things. We worked on a little bit of scouting report this morning and going to work a little bit more this afternoon. But these kids are responding really well, Rich, to what we're giving them. I mean, we're giving them meetings, to team meals, to Sunday shooting, to open gyms, to walkthroughs in the morning on game days and that thing like that. And then, you know, when you miss out on your season opener, that's frustrating. But you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to practice. So, you know, you can't that's – to me, that's thumbs up when the kids want to just keep getting better every day. And, you know, that's our goal. So, but again, a sense of hunger. We have a saying this year. It's called It Starts Now. You know, we're just trying to change the culture a little bit. Coach Fernetti is a very very good coach. I mean, these kids were taught the fundamentals, right? We just need to kind of change the attitude concept of them. You know, just – you put in the time, you do this and that. This is how you do it. This is how you become a winner. And that's, you know, that's what we're pushing.
Coach, can you throw a couple of names out? Who are some of the names we'll be calling once again in this opener on Tuesday?
Well, I think the kid that you're going to hear a lot is Brian Edelman, a 6'5 senior. Played for Coach Fernetti for a couple years and, you know, was in the mix of the varsity a little bit. Kids really picked up his aggressive game for us and really showing that senior leadership. So, yeah, Brian will get the call a lot. We got a kid from Miami, Florida, a kid named Jaden Capuzzo, a very special point guard. You know, I was told when I took this job, we need to get somebody that can handle the ball and break the press. And Jaden's been given that opportunity. And I said, you know, you're going to play our point guard. He says, Coach, that's my job. So he doesn't know what butterflies mean. So that's good, too, you know. But, yeah, Jaden Capuzzo will get a call from you guys a lot. He'll be our point guard. We got a four-year varsity kid that's played in the program for a lot, Teague Morford. He's a type of wing. He plays a little bit of backup point for us. He'll do a good job. You'll get a call from him. Another kid that you're going to hear, and he's new. He's a freshman. His name's Tyler Osmar, 6'3" kid. Plays a lot of basketball. His his family's just all around. It bounces a lot. It does throw a little bit of pigskin, you know, in the fall too. But actually Tyler's dad, Matt Osmeyer, a 95 grad here at Oberlin, is my assistant coach. That was one of the first picks I wanted to do. I wanted to pick a guy like Matt Osmeyer that has Oberlin blood and Oberlin pride and just help pass it on the kids, and he's doing a great job. But yeah, Tyler's a starter for us at wing. He'll also play some post up for us. We have a sophomore guard. When he was a freshman, he played a little bit for Coach Fernetti, shooting guard, Davin Jensen. He's a kid that puts a lot of time in the gym, shoots the ball. You'll hear his name called a lot. And another kid that's new from us, he was a transfer student from last year at Golden Plains, Jarrett Corporidge, 6'2", played football for us. He's a 6'2 post player, and he played over at Golden Plains a little bit, more in the junior high level, I think maybe a freshman year over there. But Jarrett's going to help us when it just comes to doing some of that dirty work, getting on the floor, boxing out, getting rebounds, setting picks, and, you know, handles things inside. And, you know, our big guys will definitely have their hands full with that Hay Center Maywood Club tomorrow.
Well, Coach, one thing, you're not lacking size. That's for sure. You've got a pretty good front line there, don't you?
You know, we do, but we're definitely going to deal with the front line in Nebraska. One thing I've learned about coaching over all these years is when you cross your bus into the state lines in Nebraska, you better look out. You're going to have some athletic teams that can jump out. It looks like that's what our first team that we're going to face in this tournament, they're going to be able to do that on us. So, yeah, we feel okay that we're in the we have the height and we can pack it in the paint a little bit defensively and do well. And then our inside game, we really like how our bigs work with each other. We call it an offensive creation. I mean, they create things, they pass with each other, and you know, it's a good thing. We just need to get our posts to think inside outside as well and get it over to our guards. So we just need to get a game under our belt, and then then we'll be talking a little bit more. So, again, Jaden Capuzzo doesn't know what butterflies are, but the rest of us do. And we know, you know, we know what that's going to be like a little bit. But, you know, we've thrown so much at these kids, Coach Osmeyer and I, and, you know, different stuff and concepts and things like that. And the kids have really picked it up. So, you know, but we got a big test, you know, and we know that. And, you know, we hope to grow from that. The big key is to stay within 20, you know, be believers at the end of three, you know, stay within the game. And I know sometimes they lost concept with that a little bit last year. And then, you know, that's our goal, is to stay within 20. Our conference is no easy ticket this year. And we play in that NCL league with bigger schools here in Northwest Kansas. So, you know, basketball in Kansas is just like Nebraska. It's pretty important. So we're really excited about the opportunity. And we do know that it's not going to be an 0-19. And we know that because we've put in the work already, and we will continue to put in the work.